If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got a drive moment. The question is, if your food tasted good, do you care how it was cooked? I do believe we have a clip.
I just watched this lady air fry 2 crabs. Let me say that to you again. She seasoned the crabs while they were alive. She air fried these crabs while they were alive. Mind you, the air fryer that you air fry these crabs in was glass. See-through. So you see these crabs losing their life. At least when you put a crab in the pot in the boiling water, you put the top on top of the pot, you can't see what's going on. But you sat there and you recorded everything.
So that's what inspired our drive moment today. Something that was posted on TikTok by a user by the name of Content with C, also known as Chels, going viral. And it shows her placing live Maryland blue crabs into a glass air fryer. Obviously, it triggered a wave of online backlash. So Chels prepared the crabs using Old Bay seasoning and other crab seasonings, along with corn and potatoes, the potata, set in the air fryer to 400 degrees. The crabs are visibly alive as they are seasoned and placed into the air fryer. And she says, I used the fish setting because it didn't have a crab setting, and I let them cook for about 15 minutes. And of course, there was an outcry. Hence, we're asking you the question, if your food tastes good, do you care how it was cooked? So I asked Andy, when you're in a restaurant, lamb chops amnandi or a steak tastes nice, do you bother asking the waitress, how was this animal?
How was the slaughter?
No
one has time.
No one has time.
I don't care how my food was cooked or how my food was prepared.
How the animal was killed. How that animal was killed.
I promise you, I don't.
Okay, so I care a bit.
You do.
That's not good enough.
I do care a bit, so that's why I don't eat a lobster. Because a lobster is cooked similarly to how that crab is cooked. It's screeching in the pot. It's beating against the pot because the best way to cook it is to cook it live. Mm. I know that some chefs will put it in the deep freezer for, I don't know, a hot minute or whatever, so that it faints. So it's not dead.
By fainties, and then by lobster.
Because I can't say, chef, do you put it in the freezer
okay,
first?
Hold on.
So I don't eat
the lobster. It's not something that you'll eat on a daily.
Yeah.
On a daily, what do you eat?
Sure.
Let's talk about chicken and fish. Yeah, let's talk about chicken and fish.
Yeah.
Do you care how this chicken was killed and how this fish was fished?
It's also killed, you know that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. How was fish? Do you care?
No, I've never asked Goldie or Woolworths or Spar or Checkers, how did you kill your chicken? I've never.
Yeah.
I do know, though, that some people, the reason they don't eat go mafung le manyalo, it's because of how animals are slaughtered.
Mm.
So apparently if the animal suffers through slaughtering, it go fire rani tang. So they opt to stay away. Or have you made an animal suffer and you ate the meat?
No, I call it that.
What's also interesting is that, you know, our cultures are different.
Sure.
After the Group Areas Act was, you know, was cancelled, black people moved into the suburbs. And you'll hear the very same people who compliment a steak or a lamb from whatever restaurant. When black people slaughter,
they want to die.
They want to call the SPCA.
Yeah, I mean, really, honestly.
And I'm like, okay, don't you eat meat?
Succulent. Oh, this was a succulent.
Yeah, it's succulent. Yeah. Oh, the steak.
Don't participate. Then don't eat a blue crab.
Exactly.
Like, just omit.
Yes.
That dish.
Because if I don't want us to look at it, our lobster, our crab.
Yeah.
Let's look at it on a daily. We're eating lamb. I was having lamb stew today. Lamb chops today. I'm having chicken stew later. Tomorrow, ngidlinkomazi or ribis. Libuya kuphi leyo nkomo leyo.
How is it treated?
How many times do we eat yam enhloko then?
Oh, kaningi.
Everywhere.
Aning.
Do we even ask him? Must be a much cafe with an engine. Len Yaman
Bazo or Nisa. So maybe the only people that are safe from this are
vegetarians?
Islam and Jewish people, because they respect the animal when they slaughter it. That's why the meat is halal. It doesn't mean it tastes different. It means, you know, by slaughter with respect, so to speak.
So that's why they don't sell bacon, they sell macon in some restaurants.
Absolutely.
So what's the difference between bacon and macon?
Macon is not from pig.
Okay, let's tell for another day. Let's focus on today.
So the Muslim culture, there's prayers that happen when they slaughter. They do certain things. So maybe they are then very much interested in how the animal was killed.
Okay, not questioning or disputing anything you're just saying, or any other culture or religion.
Sure.
Must pass. That's what we're doing. We're respecting the animal.
Yeah, but are we passing every day?
No. Kulong ng pasta man. What if nalapo sina na kona siya kulunya na kona?
Then you don't know. That is why the Muslim community have safeguarded themselves to say the meat must be halal. Or the meat must be kosher if you're Jewish. Because then they've safeguarded one, their space, and it's not going to be touched by pork. There were rituals of some sort that were done, or prayers. They've safeguarded that. Rona, we only safeguarded highly in the house.
So it never.
All the other times, we don't care how it died. Do you care?
What? I don't eat meat.
Ah, when I had 2 minutes of such a
dab, I don't eat meat. Eating meat in 6 songs, I don't know.
Leave
me out of this.
This is not for you.
No, fam.
You got nothing.
No. I'm just like top of the world.
You're so shocked at what you're saying.
So, Kaya family, if your food tastes good, do you care how it was cooked? Please drop us a voice note.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Here's a WhatsApp from our colleague, Tsikwe Mulobie. How you kill an animal really matters. If the animal is scared, startled, it may make the meat taste more gamey or wild, and that's primarily because of the I call animal just a bit of red bull.
It makes the meat taste more gamey and wild.
So it's that blood. That's why I don't eat fresh meat.
Hold on. Who gave you this information?
I've eaten fresh meat. Hold on. It's horrific.
The fresh meat will always taste like it's fresh meat.
Like hot body.
It's not my thing.
Hectic.
Hi, you can Google. Koko, okay. Koko, I'm let her manzi cleanse
it. And the worst is that there's actually a bit of life in the chicken even after slaughtering.
Yeah, but I mean, Tikwa's WhatsApp goes on to say something about hanging the meat afterwards, which I think is interesting. I mean, he's saying that it's to allow the blood to drip out.
Sure.
To your point.
Sure.
But okay. Our ancestors
always hung the meat. If
we cycle for 20,000 kilometers,
information we tata vai. Like this information we tata. It's like saying
in the Karoo. I need to buy a cycle up. In the Karoo.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Drive moment. Komuta is lovable. If your food tastes good, do you care how it was cooked?
Guys, all I know is that we've eaten in questionable places. All of these things in questionable places. You know that food that is cooked in questionable places? My brother always says, and that is the best tasting gouda ever. I lick him. You know, if you're not yabo. Yeah, those places. And guys, if you watch Ratatouille, the food was cooked by a rat. So obviously, that's all I'm saying.
Yes, then. Me, you know, I appreciate the effort and the manner in which my food was cooked. As long as it tastes the way I want it to be, then I'm fine with how it was cooked. It's not a problem with me. Because I appreciate the good food and the effort that person who cooked it put in making sure that enjoy whatever dish that I've ordered. All else will come after.
Good afternoon, car driver on the street on the air. I do care what how was the chicken kenja I was coming kukula. I care how it was killed. The cooking does not matter, but the killing of it,
I don't quite care how it was cooked. I didn't grow up like that. So, yes, that's how it is.
Like you're strangling cook.
But if we didn't care, we would eat roadkill. Why don't we eat roadkill?
How do you know? You haven't even eaten it, Khomuts.
How do you even know?
Who at my house picked up a dead animal? Khomuts,
it might have
street.
Ended up in a restaurant.
The restaurant.
How Orama Uber eats him? Maybe Khomuts.
You know who's supposed to be in this room when this topic is Angie?
Yeah.
Because Angie ain't gone. I want to find out if there's, let's say, there's one cow.
Okay, Angie, please come.
Angie, can you please get Angie?
She can hear us. Because
I want to find out, when again, if there's one cow, ne? Like, yeah, sika nyane, yabo janga ke. Lengkomo, in a short breath. It won't last. I want to find out when it passes on. Because now we need to respect what you say.
When it dies, it's an animal.
What do you... Lenyamu enju yenzan. Because chances are...
I kupele gupi.
There's no way Angie's going to kupele the whole cow.
Because she doesn't have to tell anyone. If a guy who owns a restaurant, butchery, comes along and he wants to buy the meat...
Thank you,
Clan. It died from natural diseases.
Animals are not supposed to be consumed.
What do you mean?
Ha, guys, that's why avian flu was such a big thing with the chicken. We don't eat sick animals.
But you don't know.
Sick.
Maybe you've eaten it, Khomuts. So that's what I'm saying.
No,
I know you never die. Mafa vuga.
We need to find Angie before the end of this hour. Because we'll be supposed to sport. I want to find out. If you're going to come in a short breath, yeah, boy.
The same way you
bury your cow.
What else can you
Hold
do?
Hold on, I want you to say to you, you bury your cow.
I think so.
Thank you, Khomotso.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Alia Shoni Langavele. Yo! Skumba just dragged Engine to the studio. Skumba uwoke 500 meters to go get Uenju. Uenju busy. Ngaleso skathi wenza umsebenzi wakhe.
Yeah, there's a
but
lot
of apparently
happening.
This is
now she's
important.
Been asked to come and make it make sense.
Please, make it make sense.
What is the quiz?
So, we're talking about how if you care if your food and how it was cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Or how it was killed.
Yes. So, the slaughter process. Mm-hmm.
Khomuts is talking about okay. Let's say unenkom in a short breath.
Yes.
And never see a Sean.
Yes.
What do you do with that meat?
It's usually eaten by the workers.
The meat of the dead cow.
Yes.
They
die for different reasons. Mm-hmm. There was one cow that we had that had a heart attack. And it died.
Mm. So don't you have a mama pushar that says, "Yo, don't you sell inyam that how you had to take income?"
What we had a cow that had been injured. The meat that comes from an injured cow that was sitting there with the injury for a long period of time, you can't feed it to people, mm-hmm. according to butcheries.
Okay.
It doesn't mean utabantu basekhaya ngeke bayidle, but according to butcheries, you can't eat it because it was so traumatized, it changes the texture of the meat.
Yes.
And also, when you butcher, it doesn't matter when they do it professionally, the slaughterhouses, they have to hang it because it relaxes the muscles. Mm-hmm. That's why the meat that you buy at a butcher and the meat that you eat at home, they feel different. Yes.
What happens to that one?
That one, I probably can't sell it to the slaughterhouse, mm-hmm. because they're going to find what is the muscle of the animal mm-hmm. was too tense because it went through trauma. Okay. But it doesn't mean that it can't be eaten.
Is there a particular way that an animal would have died and you can't eat it at all? Like even abantu basekhaya?
If it dies of a disease.
Yashayiswa imoto.
Hayi leyo. Abantu bay
Really? Mm. Is there a time period when it can sit in the mugato before it becomes uneatable?
It don't worry about the time frame.
It will be gone.
You only never eat an animal if it died of a disease.
That's all.
Then you can't eat it at all.
But this is not heart failure or organ failure.
Yes.
You mean like a disease, an infectious disease.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. So you don't bury a cow?
I know we don't bury cows.
So what do you do? Incinerate them? If it dies of a disease, what do you do?
No,
with
then you, if you can incinerate it,
then
it's
you
better.
Then you incinerate.
Yeah, incinerate.
We fucking
little. Okay, what about... before you incinerate it, why don't you take it to the lions?
There's also that.
Yeah, it's an option.
Yeah, that's another option.
So the lions can eat a diseased animal?
Oh, yes.
Oh, easy.
If you can't... If
hyenas
you can't
and lions.
It, yeah. If you can't get rid of it yourself, then you ask someone who owns a lion farm...
Or a pig farm.
Yeah, to come and collect it. They always are
because their digestive system is totally different from ours.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm. Are you good now?
Wait, guys. So, Raja roadkill.
That's why hyenas got the hooves.
What?
The hooves.
What happens with the hooves?
Hyena ya di jangi tuma kumal. Yes, bye bye.
Angie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It makes sense.
You did, hey?
Thank you.
Thank you, Angie. What would we do without you, Angie? Oh, Mama Wenkomo.
I agree with Tikwe, and I can attest to that. So that is why ubone makhaya maba hlaba inkomo, they buy brasha la entanyeni like as if ukuthi bayishushuzele so that it relaxes. Otherwise, if ishona is startled or ithukile, it actually chances up and the meat goes tough. Iyaqina inyama yakhona.
Ngingasebenza ku la processor khona inyama. Sikhatha sisa to different stores. Yes, they were yayikhona inside the halal, but hey. Angifuni ukukhuluma okuningi kodwa nje sasilebula ukuthi halal kodwa i-contamination yohlala ikhona but nje ayike sasizilebula nje ukuthi halal kodwa ukuthi kwakwenzeka lokhu kumele kwenzeke esinye story less
hayi kumuntu angivumelani nawo noma ungayithandazela le nyama le nkukhu le nkomo it doesn't make any difference ngoba even now uma ungashawa bakutshela ukuthi bakushayelana still usazuza ukubuhlungu so le nto leyo ukuthi bayithandazele wenzani is the same noma ungayithandazelanga still is going to suffer the pain. We are Tandazele. It's going to suffer the pain.
You know, there was a post on TikTok. This lady, it was during those days when it was raining heavily. This lady was like in tears that have, is it poultry where they have a lot of chickens there? All of them drowned. And the only thing people were asking was, where does she live? So that they can come and collect those chickens. Imagine.
This guy's being pedantic because I have a feeling if the crab was chopped during the video, maybe by Shapega Tikba, by Khaule Ing, he was still gonna complain.
Remember, I had a dog called Ace and I took it back.
Yeah.
Went back to Oscar, Omotle comedian. Oscar has imfui. Ace ate, killed 11 chickens. No. What do you think Oscar did with these 11 chickens?
Yeah, I mean, also Gaddafi also once killed chickens. About a lot.
What's your name? Dog's name?
Gaddafi.
Okay, let's...
So, Khomoso, quickly, you were traumatized by that lady in that place where they slaughter animals.
Because our contamination happens and she can't even attest that they actually do halal rites.
Yeah, just wondering.
So just saying halal sometimes is just a sticker. Yo, guys. Yes, it's been a finchy life.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Khomoso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.